if you can, settle into a posture that is comfortable and alert, with your eyes open or closed. Letting yourself land. Coming into your place, wherever you are. If you like, looking around a bit to reassure yourself of where you're located. Landing in your intention to be meditating. Be giving yourself over to meditation rather than the usual preoccupations of the mind. Landing in your body, shifting your body to be comfortable, awareness moving around in your body, aware of different places and sensations in it. Landing in what is enjoyable, even subtly enjoyable, in meditating, even if there are some other things in awareness that are not so enjoyable, like pain in the body, or perhaps a sadness in the back of awareness. Still, the Buddha recommended that we delight in what is wholesome, that we enjoy it. Which, of course, motivates us to come home to it. Perhaps a growing sense of ease, a softening in the body, an enjoyable settling or calming. Less stress, more centeredness. landing in the breath. Air flowing in and flowing out. It's nice to get a sense of the whole body as you breathe. A traditional instruction is to apply attention to the beginning of an inhalation or exhalation, and then to sustain attention along the full course of that inhalation or exhalation, and then apply attention again. It's interesting to do this for perhaps 10 breaths in a row, being a little muscular about it, maybe. You can count each breath if you like, up to 10. If you lose track, just start the count again. Staying in touch with your body as you land in your being as a whole. Opening to what it's like as things gradually settle and get quieter. increasingly landing in a sense of simple presence. Simple being. It's like we're resting in a lovely meadow, and every so often some thought trains come along to carry us away. And often we can simply acknowledge them, be aware of them, while staying disengaged. And occasionally, normally, we find ourselves taking a ride on the thought train for a while. And as soon as we realize that, whoosh, we're back in the meadow. Peaceful, increasingly quiet, rested in being, finding an enoughness in being. And not seeking any becoming. As you enjoy the present, you can be very aware of thoughts about the future. Also, images, little mini movies, plans, considerations. Very aware, as you enjoy the present, of a seeking of becoming. The Buddha really called out the distinction between being and becoming. As you rest in the present, you can be very aware of thoughts of the future. As you enjoy simply being, you can watch your mind really wanting to get into becoming. And with your mindfulness, you can keep letting go of becoming with its cravings and stresses and pressure and contractions. And keep falling back into the arms of being. Simply being present and aware. One thing that helps us stay in the present, rested in being, is a sense of the heart. Aware of breathing in the area of the heart, and including heartfelt feelings like kindness, compassion, love. Simple, uncomplicated feelings that may include being cared about by others. Simply the heart, lovingness flowing in, lovingness flowing out. Loving awareness. As a central aspect of being. Not straining to experience anything, more a matter of inviting and opening into what you appreciate. Loving presence. If you like, you might think softly to yourself as you inhale, arriving. And think softly to yourself as you exhale, enough. And as you do this, opening into the feeling of arriving and the feeling of enough. And after a while, perhaps the words fall away and you're still rested in the feeling as you inhale and then exhale. Or you can see what happens if you stay with the words for the remainder of this meditation. Arriving, enough.